Hey Seekers, welcome to this episode. Before we dive in, I want to ask you, have you been wanting to develop your intuition? If you have been, I have a free two-part series coming up that I would love to see you in. So the series is called Inner Guide, and we are answering the question, what exactly is intuition? Does everyone have it? How do I develop it? How do I know it's my intuition speaking? Can I always trust it? What is blocking my intuition? And more questions like that. So if that sounds like exactly where you're at in your journey of uncovering your intuition and developing your gift, I would love to invite you to this two-part series. So the series is actually going to be a live stream on Instagram that I record for the podcast. However, if you want to officially sign up, because obviously anyone can tune in, if you want to officially sign up, you will get workbooks for both of the days, as well as a meditation that you use to call on your intuitive guidance right then and there to get clarity on something you've been wondering. So if you want the workbooks, you want that meditation, you want to join me maybe live on Instagram, tune into the podcast, I cannot wait to see you inside Inner Guide coming up at the end of February 2023. And check the links below to register, get your gifts, join me live, and let's develop your gift together. Hey Seeker, welcome to the Awakening Her podcast. I am so grateful that you've been led here, and I'm excited for you that you're answering the call to manifest more magic in your life by mastering the law of attraction. So cool. My name is Talia, and I'm committed to cutting the fluff and showing you exactly how to manifest more excitement, ease, success, abundance, confidence, love, and anything else you've been craving. So if you're ready to crack the code on manifestation, amplify your intuition, and play in the quantum, we are now besties. Let's do this. Hello, hello. Welcome back, friend. How are you? Welcome back to the Awakening Her podcast. My name is Talia Joy. I am so excited you're here. Today's episode is going to be off the hook. We are talking all about tests. And I love to talk about this because this is one of the biggest things that we experience that triggers us and makes us feel like we're going backwards. And I really want to talk about it, bring it out in the open. Hopefully answer some of your questions around why there's resistance and what tests are and like, am I being fucking tested? Sort of yes. And we're going to dive all into that. So welcome back to anybody who is new. Welcome for the first time. My name is Talia Joy. I'm so excited that you've press play on this episode, start to hear my spin, my take on manifestation. And you know, it's more than manifestation. You know, I've been thinking a lot about that. And I teach manifestation because that's what I'm obsessed with. But truly, if you are called, especially to this show and toward the law of attraction, it's more of an awakening than just a manifestation journey. And you already know that. And that's why on the show, we talk about things like building and developing your intuition, your connection to your spirit team, your soul's purpose, but also understanding the laws of attraction and how to attract and create really incredible things for yourself, because that's what you are meant to do on a higher level. So I notice that as I talk about manifestation, and all you returning homies, you know this, there's a deeper spin on things. This isn't just the law of attraction. This is you becoming everything that you're meant to be / what you already are deep inside, healing what you've been through to reprogram the mind, the subconscious, everything that goes into law of attraction and manifestation. I'm so excited about, including that bigger spiritual soul source side of it all. So if you're into that, if you're into creating the life that you're meant for in all the ways, abundantly, in freedom, in your soul's purpose, in your intuitive gifts, feeling like you're really maximizing life and leading a life that you're excited to live, excited by your own experience, excited by what you're able to create, and exactly that, feeling like a deliberate creator, feeling like you get to create the life you want, then this is the show for you. I love you. I'm so excited you're here. And to everybody that's returning, thank you so much for tuning in and for giving this time to yourself, as I always like to say. And thank you for choosing me for this moment in time. It's an honor to bring forward what comes through me. And for everybody listening, my journey with intuition, my journey of being a channel, has been one that has continued to develop. Looking back, it's definitely always been there. And to anyone that feels like they are highly sensitive or an empath, or like they're kind of a little bit intuitive or are very intuitive, if you identify or relate to any of those things, then you have always had that in you. It's part of your plan. It's part of your gift here. And even if you feel like you're not very intuitive, but you're curious about it and you wish you were, or you want to develop it, that is also a sign that it's meant for you. And if you think about it, it's pretty simple. The people that this stuff is not meant for are the people that if you started talking about intuition, they would glaze over and walk away. The people that have no interest in our path and our purpose and our spirit team, you know, we that talk about this stuff and think about this stuff, we're actually, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but there's not a lot of us around in your normal everyday life. So the people that are just not interested in this stuff, they're the ones who aren't meant to be in this lifetime. I see soul ages and I relate deeply to that. And anyone that's interested in this stuff is toward being an older soul. It's expanding into higher levels of like source and creation and oneness and love and all that is, right? So as you're a newer soul, you're not interested in those things, and there's no right or wrong. We have all been younger souls. We've all been older souls. We've all had lifetimes where we were criminals or were killed or killed somebody else, or, you know, we're drug addicts. Like, it goes on and on. So it's important not to judge where you are in your journey, being an old soul, or even judging other people that are living a less depthy life. We have to have compassion that we've all been there. So some people aren't very self-aware or aware of energy and stuff like that, and they're not meant to be often in this lifetime. So it's important to understand that. But getting back to you and us and why we're here, you're drawn to this stuff because you're going through an awakening and you're looking to open all of the channels. And so with me on this show, everything I do, whether it's with my clients or in this show, every single thing now is run through my spirit team. So all that means is it's like run through a filter of making sure that it's true and accurate in the way that I receive energy, making sure that what I'm saying, what I'm teaching is in line with what my guides and my team of light and my connection to source tells me. So this doesn't mean I don't have an ego. This doesn't mean that Talia herself can do all of the things and the sabotage and the, you know, feeling frustrated and not being able to communicate and being in the same patterns. Like, that stuff happens to me too. I am very much a human. But when I go into helping people, when I move into channeling for this show, the wisdom just comes through. And that's the gift that you have as well. You have an innate knowing. You're probably really good at giving people guidance or making them feel loved or heard. You have a strong intuition about things, or, you know, have felt that intuitive hit before. And you're a channel as well. And it comes down to trusting it. I'm actually going to be talking about intuition coming up. I have a free event and a program that I'm going to be launching soon, and it's going to help you to develop your intuitive gifts. So there's going to be more on that, but it's very important to trust and to not look at other people like they have a gift that you don't. It comes down to, I've spent a lot of time developing, trusting, listening, practicing, learning a lot, like 15 years, which in some ways is not even that much compared to the end of my life. But it's been a journey. It's been a gift that I have developed and I have practiced for quite a long time and have called for deeper and deeper levels. So for you in your life, if you're calling for deeper levels of your intuition, connection to your spirit team, connection to your soul, just continue asking, but also create the space. Create the quiet, create the space, because that's where they and your intuition come through. It doesn't come through when you're in your really busy mind and in the day and just lost in the stuff. It can come through, but in the space is where it's heard better. And I think there's a verse in the Bible or a line in the Bible that says, "Be still and know that I am God." And I think that that's where that comes from. To me, that's my truth, is that when we're still, we can hear the wisdom. When we're staring at the trees or at the clouds or we're in a meditation or we just take a breath and take a moment of silence, we can actually start to hear the guidance come through. So take a deep breath and connect to that stillness more often and you'll develop your gifts as well. So we'll get into that in future episodes. But today's episode, we are talking about tests. We are talking about what is going on and what it means. I'll explain the way that I see tests. And this has totally changed in the last couple of years. I now teach in Activated as part of the program. We talk about tests. We get to watch, you know, students and myself go through the tests as we go through the manifestation journey. And it's something that once you recognize is going on, you can actually relax more into. And because a lot of what we do is we get into a loop of seeing something come up that we don't like, and we register that as like, see, it's not happening, or it'll never happen for me, or it's not working. What do I do? I'm so confused. And a lot of these other things come up that now takes our attention. So that for takes our energy, takes our trajectory, and spins us into like a cycle or a looping pattern of more chaos. So when we can see something come up that's a roadblock, and we start to see that it's actually a detour in the right direction, we can then handle roadblocks better because we get what they are, instead of us like flailing and just being like, it's not going to work, abandon ship, you know, and feeling in low self-worth, feeling like we don't believe in ourselves. That's where we get into the looping pattern. So we're going to break all of that down today. The first understanding, or where we need to start with tests, is with two base understandings before we actually get to tests. So there's two things going on in the deepest levels of who you are. Number one is the desires that you have, like on your heart. Like, I want to have more abundance. I want to experience love. I want to experience freedom or travel. Those things that are just beyond, like, I just want a free cup of coffee. Those deeper, like, I want to live, you know, on a beach or own a home or have a family or meet the one or be on my own or come out as who I truly am. Like, these things deep down that we yearn for are sort of one half of like the deep part of what's going on in our energy. I'll try to explain that as much as I can as we go through. And the other part of it is your soul wants to grow and wants to remember more of who it is and where you came from. So I'm just going to say that right now I'm kind of dipping straight into trying to see, like channeling what my guides say about this, because this is something that they just know more of. So I might kind of pause and just receive because I'm really curious on how they want to exactly explain this. So there's the part of us that desires things, that says, I want to experience this. And then there's the part of our soul that is looking to come back home to who it truly is. And what that looks like is coming back into a whole, loving, worthy, authentic state. So in your life, your soul is always calling you home toward your true and whole authentic state, which is why in the program Activated, we start week one with the whole authentic self. And this is exactly what we dive into, because you can't just go at the higher steps of the triangle without first walking the bottom. Like, to walk up a mountain, you start at the bottom. You have to start with the foundation. Your soul is always calling you back to a whole worthy state where you know of your magic and you know of the love and potential and support that is here for you in the physical and the non-physical. It's calling you home to learn to see how abundant you truly are and are capable of creating. It's calling you home to be self-expressed and step more into who you truly are, and to shed and to heal the parts of you that have believed that you are not worthy, the parts of you that have had programming from trauma and just the shit that has happened over your life. It's created a false identity of what you're not. And your soul is calling you home to remember who you are and who you always have been. So at the base of your energy, this is what's going on all the time. So this is way deeper than just like, you know, my daughter has dance today and my son has soccer tomorrow and garbage days on Wednesday. It's what's going on in the deepest parts of you, your growth, why you're called toward an awakening. There's the one part of you that consciously wants things and experiences, and that is a good thing. You're yearning for it. It's through your heart, and it's like the things you'd put on your vision board or you'd write in a journal as the list of things. And then the other side of you, your soul, is calling for deep transformation and wholeness. So at any one time as you go about your day, both of those things are happening. And as you are being tested, both things are calling you forward to ascend closer into. So a test, I'll come back to all this, hopefully just make it clear. A test is a situation, a trigger, an opportunity, a detour, a relationship, something that is basically asking you, are you going to settle? So are you going to settle with the way you're being treated in a relationship? Are you going to settle for less money than you deserve? Not just the fantasy of I want $1 million, but really truly to do a self-worth. Are you putting yourself in situations where you are settling for less than you truly desire and that your whole worthy self is asking you for? So sometimes friendships and relationships go from being fine to being draining, and you're actually settling and being drained. Not saying settling for people like we're better and worse. It's actually just all about you. Are you settling for more than you're worth, basically? So a test comes along to frustrate you A test comes along that frustrates you. And it's an example, it's an opportunity to go inside. So a trigger, something that goes like, it's an emotional or an ego reaction. So you're feeling really lit up and you react in a way of maybe like judgment or anger or pain or jealousy or something like that. So these triggers inside are mirrors that are showing you what needs to be healed or unblocked or integrated into who you are. So these triggers come up and say you're in a new relationship and you see this guy get a call from a woman on his phone and he kind of acts weird and you immediately go into like, he must be cheating on me or I can't trust him right away with this reaction. And you might turn to girlfriends and be like, can you believe it? Like he got a call and then he started acting weird. Like what the fuck's up? And that trigger is actually showing you inside something that needs to be healed, something that needs to be addressed. So in that case, the wound of distrust needs to be healed. Because if you didn't have the wound of distrust in that particular situation, you could just go like, hey, who is that? And sort of trust in yourself to like navigate the situation, not just saying ignore things, but actually just have a conversation. Like, who is that? You acted really weird after. Like, do you have another girlfriend or something or something going on? Or is everyone okay, and see his reaction then. And you could just kind of take it from a less emotional reaction, but to see it and go like, that's it, I can't trust him, is actually a mirror. So in our day, sometimes I'm going along my day, I'm feeling fine, and then I get a bill to come to my email or come to my mailbox, and I'm like, oh, my ring just hit the desk. And then I'm like, what, $700 for this? And then all of a sudden I'm triggered into like, oh my God, like just when we get ahead and something. And that's showing me I've got frustration. I've got a lack mentality around money. So in life, I'm just going to say this because I fucking love you and I want the best for you. Don't take it so personally if you can, when there's tests going on. If you could look at it as like cause and effect, and this is again the loop that humans get into. When I say that, I'm saying like spirit sees it as like it's a very common human pattern for something to happen and we spin out on what actually happened, let alone and we ignore the bigger aspect of what's actually happening. Does that make sense? So something happens, we react to the bill and we get sucked into, I'm sick of scraping by and how are we gonna afford this and whatever, rather than looking at what is the driving emotion behind this? Why is this going on? That's the soul and your manifestations calling you to react or to see it in a bigger light. So this isn't for everybody. Again, this, all of this, my style of manifestation, my style of living your best fucking life, who you truly are, healing the stuff, moving on, living a life of freedom. It's not for everybody, because there is a point where you want to be a little bit upfront with it and a little bit less emotional about it. There's a time for emotions. You hear me all the time. You need to process, you need to feel, you need to be in your feelings. You want to get support. You deserve love. You deserve compassion. But also, when the universe is testing you and a trigger comes up, you can ask on a deeper level, what is this showing me? And for a lot of you, like seekers that have been doing this a long time, a lot of times we go like, what is this teaching me? But we also still react. So try the one level more of emotional detachment and go like, okay, this is showing me my lack mentality. So say it's the situation with the bill, we could be like, I'm going to trust that it's all going to be okay. I'm going to look tangibly. Is there somewhere I can scrape money from? Can I pick up extra shifts? Is there something I can do? Is there a check I haven't published? My head's all in my book. Is there a check I haven't deposited? You know, think rationally. It's, again, it's not ignoring, but it's not getting caught up emotionally in the struggle. So that's one of the biggest things that throws us for a loop. We get a test and we get fucking detoured. I picture it like, you know, the roundabouts in the street. We're meant to be going straight, but then something catches our eye and we take a left turn because we get wrapped up in the situation instead of just continuing. The roundabout is perfect. Because in the roundabout, if you want to go straight, you still have to go to the right or the left a little bit. I guess for us, it's the right, and then go out of the roundabout. But if you get swept up and like, what the hell? I'm going the wrong way. And you get like detoured and now you go off to the left and now you're really going the wrong way, right? So that's actually the perfect thing is it's just a roundabout. Instead of it being a block, it's just a roundabout. And they're asking you to flex with it and ask, why is this coming up? Why is this coming to me? So that's when it's a trigger. So also it can be like an opportunity where a certain person or a job or a situation presents itself and it's saying, are you going to settle for this? So it's very close to what you're saying you want. So maybe you're in the dating scene and you know what you want and someone comes along and they have almost everything that you want, except maybe they're really bad with communication, or you notice right away they're acting really jealous and possessive and just, you know, the things that you kind of go like, no, I am not going to settle for this. This is across the line. So it could also be a job that you've been wanting this and it has like some time freedom and it has whatever, you know, these other benefits maybe, but you're getting paid way less. That is a beautiful place where the universe is very clearly saying, are you going to settle for less than you're worth? And in that case, it's literally like worth meaning money. But in other situations, it's worth meaning value, self-value, which of course it is with the job too. But do you value yourself enough? So I really want you to hear me here. Another aspect of tests that is so fascinating. So the reason why these come up, again, your soul's asking you to grow into higher levels of self-worth and self-love, and your manifestations are asking you, are calling you closer. So in that aspect, the way that your manifestations, why a test, how that comes into manifestations, is that when you ask for something that you want, typically it resides in a higher vibration or a higher level of self-worth than what you currently have. So say I am making $5,000 a month and I want to make $30,000 a month. I don't yet see to believe or know that I can do that. So this is just an example. And this is actually any time I've broken into a new income ceiling, it hasn't come from the fancy new idea for a program. It's come through me doing deeper self-worth work, which is just trippy. So when you want something, it typically resides in a higher vibration or self-worth than what you are. So you want a loving relationship, but you've been settling for people that aren't right for you, but you just don't want to be alone. So this isn't punishment, it's just reflection. But you yearn for something so much more than what you currently have. You want to have a $1 million business and you've only just started and you don't know yet really know that it's possible and have the self-worth, like, I deserve that, I'm worthy of that, I am inspiring enough to create a million-dollar company, I know what I'm worth, I know my value, I know I'm magic, I know I'm meant for big things, I know what's happening, like, you're not quite there yet, which is fine. None of us are. None of us are there until we're there, until we do that work, right? So what you want resides in a different plane than where you are now. And tests come along to invite you higher up the ladder. Like goosebumps, right? So say you're in a job right now where you're making $50,000 a year, but you want and know your skill set and know you are worthy in whatever way of $100,000. You're like, I am an asset to this fucking company. I am totally worth $100,000 from this or some other company. Right now, I'm settling for $50,000. So on your vision board, you may say $100,000 plus, but the reason why it doesn't just come is because you haven't raised yourself inside to see, to believe, to know that it's true, that you're worthy of it, that you are worth that, that you can do it, that you are the identity of someone who makes $100,000. But if you haven't yet, you don't yet know it, or else you would have manifested it. So the test comes along. So you say, I'm worth at least, maybe you're making your way to $100,000, or you're going straight for it, or maybe you're making your way and you're saying, okay, the next job, like, I'm going to ask for 80. And then within the next year, I will be at 100. Maybe that even feels good, because that's a great way to manifest, actually, is incrementally. So say you're like, I'm aiming for 100 in the next year. This next job, I'm willing to take 80, but nothing lower. And I want the same benefits and time freedom and blah, 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 or I want, you know, X, Y, Z. A job comes along that has almost everything, but you've been making 50 and it offers you 70. And you go, fuck, I said 80 because I know I'm worth 100, but I'm saying 80. And right now I'm at 50, which feels way too low. I'm almost scraping by, and that's not cool. So 70, no, I'm sorry. I am definitely worth 80. And you say no. That is you, quote unquote, passing a test. And I'm going to get to the fact that there's really not pass and fail in that way that we've been programmed to believe, like everything else, like school or something. But we're going to get to that in a second. So if you get that job offer, that's not like, no, you know, this is not what I'm worth, or something, think of this energy in any other thing. Like, think of it as in a partner, or in an opportunity, or in, you know, an experience or something, even an item that you've been calling in, a couch that, like, you're like, no, that's not quite the couch. That's not, it doesn't have the L shape that we wanted. It's not, you know, pleather or cotton or this or that. Like, no, that's not the couch. Don't settle for the job, for the couch, for the partner that you know you're worthy of, and that you know you're capable of attracting. So the universe is always calling you toward higher self-worth, and your manifestations are doing the same. That's why you desire them. That's why you're an old soul drawn to law of attraction. Do you see how fucking amazing this is? I just geek out. This is the stuff I want to talk about from morning till night, and I get to, yay. Your manifestations are calling you up the self-worth ladder as well. That's why you're drawn to manifestation. It started out as wanting to manifest some more things, but you realize that it's a healing game, it's an awakening game, it's a vibration and a worthiness game. So opportunities and triggers and relationships and situations will come up as you are further along the journey. And the reason why tests actually mean your manifestations are close and are coming in is because you have set, my stomach just growled hardcore. I don't know if you heard that, but if you did, that's hilarious. You have set a desire that you want, like a GPS. So you've entered Seattle, Washington, or somewhere close or far from where you want to go, wherever it is you want to go. That is you saying, I want a relationship. I want a job. I want a new vehicle. I want a career, whatever it is. You've set that set point, and now the universe is starting to move you toward it. And this is a misconception that a lot of people have. They think that the manifestation is going to literally fucking drop out of the sky. And there are times that crazy stuff clicks, that more than you could imagine comes through, for sure. But you need to be doing your part of the work. You need to be cleaning up your side of the street and going through the actions on your side. that has to be also part of the equation. So when these tests and opportunities are coming, what you can do is to try your best to rise to the occasion, to ask yourself, is this settling? Is this less than what I'm worthy of? Do I know that I'm deserving of more? And meanwhile, doing that healing work I talk so much about, because that's the part that really unblocks the deservingness, the inner child work. So in Activated and with my clients, I mostly focus on inner child and shadow work, and then also a bit of inner teenager work, because I do believe that that's where so much healing happens for me and people that are similar to me on this journey. So if you're listening to this, if you resonate with my message, I think inner child and shadow are beautiful ways to go, but there are lots of ways to heal and to come back into that worthiness where we love ourselves, where we're taking care of ourselves. So every time there's tests, we start to say, what is this calling me to reach for? So when I get triggered on a bill now, I go, oh, that's my lack showing up. So on the one side, like I said, we will figure this bill out. Let's have a conversation with my husband. Let's move money around, blah, 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 all that stuff. But on the other energetic side, I no longer, well, more than ever, like it's huge the difference. I no longer get wrapped up in the story. When something looks like it's not going to work, it is always asking me to have more faith, more trust, more surrender, more abundance mindset. And when all else fails, pour back into myself, get my vibration back into a better feeling place. So every time a test comes up, whether it's a deep trigger, like a family member says something, or a partner comes along that you're settling for, or you feel like you've been alone for so long and not the right people are showing up. Stay in there, stay in the game, knowing they're coming, they're on their way. You are in some ways happy to say no to the things that do not resonate, because every time you do, you're closer and closer and closer to what it is that you want. The universe is testing you to bring you up the ladder, but also to have you come closer and closer to that manifestation. So it's bringing up the ladder to feel good, but it's actually bringing you closer. When a bill comes in the mail and I actually authentically go, okay, this is an opportunity where my lack is coming up. So put my hand on my heart. I love you. I know you've had a lot of ups and downs with money. It freaks you out when a bill comes. I love you. I know it's going to be okay. We are going to be okay. We're safe. We got this. And I move myself through it and I get back to the place where I'm like, it's totally going to be fine. Look, I took care of it, or I'm figuring it out. I did partial payments. Something happened. I'm fine. It's all good. That actually has me manifest more money than me just trying to do money manifestation mantras or money work and money work and money work. It's how you respond to the trigger. So if you're looking for love, how are you responding to the fact that people aren't coming along that suit you, or that you haven't found the one yet? They're asking you to surrender, to trust, to have faith that as you do your work and raise your self-worth, someone is coming along that is matching the new level of self-worth. That's what you were worthy of the whole time. So maybe if you would have attracted the one 5 years ago, you would have settled because your vibration wasn't there yet. The job shouldn't have come along by now because you were raising your self-worth and your vibration. You've been raising your vibration. So none of this stuff could have happened or should have happened earlier. The person you're calling in, the opportunities, the trips, the experiences, the business, the abundance that you are calling in is going to be so sweet because you have worked your way into a place of believing that you're worthy of it, or of doing the inner work where you are worthy of it, but you're also okay in the meantime. This is where you're headed. This is the true work that you're doing. So tests are actually hovering around you to call you up, to raise your vibration, to have you see new levels of your capability, of your healing, of your worthiness, of your beauty. But it's also seeing, is she ready yet? Is she ready yet? Are they ready yet? Are they ready yet? So if you're asking for $100,000 and the universe sends you a bill and you flip out, it's not a judgment, but you're just not ready. So do everything you can to lean back into yourself. And for something like a bill or a reaction of some sort, have the moment of feeling your feelings. Have the moment of like, right now I'm feeling panic, or I'm feeling worry, or I'm feeling sadness, depending on what you're dealing with, right? Right now I'm feeling that. And I know that that's a feeling that my ego is experiencing, but I also know there's a part of me that will be okay. And if you don't feel that, move your body, like stretch, go for a walk, run, work out, do a yoga, move that emotion through you. Care about how you feel so much that you don't want to stay in it anymore. Because you know on the other side of this trigger is actually an opportunity. It's showing you something, my love. It's not you just screwing up and screwing up and screwing up. These things that come along are not the law of attraction not working. It's actually evident that it is working. And every time you make a choice from self-worthiness, you pump yourself up on the ladder, you grow, you expand. So even bringing a water bottle with you, when, like I've shared this before, where I'll be leaving and I'm like, I don't have any time. And I'm like, in my inner voice is like, you should bring a bottle of water because you're going to be out for a few hours. I'm like, no, I just drank water. I'm fine. And then I hear Talia and I stop. And I get the damn water, not just for my digestion, not just because I know I'll be thirsty and I don't want to drink out of plastic and blah, 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 but because it's in my worthiness. Bring a snack, bring some water. You are worth it. If you have a day meditating because you're worth it, moving your body, going out for a walk, drinking water, like these things show the universe that you value you. So those are beautiful places to start. And when you get triggered, when you get tested, either an opportunity comes along or, like I said, a trigger, relationships that are asking you to settle, try your hardest to not settle because you are worth more. The universe knows that, but it can only give you what you know to be true. This is free will. This is the law of attraction. The universe only gives you what you are worthy of, what you think you're worthy of, because you are innately worthy of all of it. Of love, of health, of abundance, of freedom, all of it. It is in your highest good for you to live that life. So you get to do it, and it's not even going to be that hard. The hard part is believing deep down that you are worthy of it. And this is a sneaky fucker. There's times when I'd be like, okay, I'm raising my rates because I know what I'm worth. I know the transformation. I know the amount of hours and time I dedicate to my clients and the one-on-one work is I'm so focused on them. And I know that that's worth more. This is literally something that happened like a year ago. And I was like, okay, this is going to be my new rate. And then someone came along and we were having a call and she's like, I really want to work with you. What's your rate? And I just blurted out the old rate. And I was like, oh my God, fuck. Okay. I was just like not brave enough yet to declare that this is my new rate and it's fine and it all works out. And then after that person, the next person, I had found my bravery and I was like, this is my new rate. And then they're like, okay, I'll send you the transfer or whatever. And I'm like, oh, that actually wasn't hard. And so it was hard at first. And it's okay if we backtrack a little bit. It's like, we might be like, yeah, I know he doesn't totally treat me as I'm worth, but I'm just not ready yet. Fine. That's okay. However, the sooner you start making decisions from self-worth, the sooner you will start to welcome in higher levels of manifestation because the universe wants to give you what you're worthy of. The universe wants to give you everything that you desire because it sees you as a child of the universe, as a beautiful, powerful, worthy person who gets to live everything, gets to have those experiences, gets to have everything. So when we have tests, they are asking us to step into our worth, step into our worthiness. And I also teach in Activated, and I touched on it in a few episodes ago about core values. It's also saying, like, does this thing meet your worthiness, but your core values? So if you get a job that, like, I used a lot of examples in that episode, you can go and listen to it. But if you get a job that gives you all the things, except there's no freedom, and freedom is one of your core values, permission to say no, that will actually bring you closer to your manifestation, even if it logically makes no sense. And there are times when I'm like, I have to say no to working with this person or for this opportunity because it just doesn't feel right, even though I needed the money. And saying no was like, what the hell? How are you turning down this money? And I was like, to myself, it wasn't authentic to me. It didn't feel right. And every time I worked it out and a better thing came and a better opportunity, a more aligned thing came my way for more money, or I had the bravery to raise my rates, or I got a new idea for a program or some other passive income idea came through. I will always be supported when I act in a place of worthiness and of what is important to me. So to wrap this up, Yes, you are absolutely being tested, and tests actually mean that your manifestations are floating around you, that they're coming closer, that they are ready to pop through. So when you experience, and I've always said tests or detours or roadblocks in the right direction, I always call them as well assignments. I talk about that a lot on the show, tests or assignments. For this episode, I'm saying tests because that's what people ask. People don't say, is the universe assignmenting me? They go, am I fucking being tested? So like in that sense, yes, but it's not malicious. It's not this evil God in the sky ruler that is like testing you, or like the way we say, like, he's really testing me. It's not in that way. It's calling you higher on the ladder. So try just for today. Okay. This is your assignment before I go. The next time something comes forward that feels frustrating, roadblocking, like you're not headed in the right direction, triggering, stop and put your hand on your heart and just breathe and say, this is a test. I feel panicky. I feel frustrated, but this is a test. I'm just learning about this. Of course, they're going to flood into my experience. It's calling me for more. Take a breath. And at very minimum, can you say, I love you to yourself? Can you say, I'm breathing through this. I'm worthy. I'm enough. I'm okay. We will get through this. Because then you've brought love to the situation where there wasn't love. And the next thing you can do is ask, what is my soul asking me to expand into? How is this asking me to be more worthy, to know what I'm worth, to stand in my power, to stand in my confidence? How is this asking me to be more of who I truly am and be in my truth? And sometimes, even if it's just with money, the truth is you will be okay, that you're beautiful and you're a magnetic manifester right now. And the more you don't trip out on it, the more you will manifest. I know it's hard and I know it takes some time and some practice, but you fucking got this. If you want to take this further and work with me deeper, I have a couple spots opening up in spring here of 2023. So in the next, you know, few weeks, the next month, there's some spots opening up for one-on-one mentorship. If you want to do, you know, 3 months together and really go deep and really master this stuff for yourself, move the needle forward in your life because you're fucking worth it. If you want to work together, let me know, DM me. The information is all below as far as how to get in touch through Instagram at Talia Joy Manifestation, or email support@taliamanifestation.com. It's all down below. I'm sending you so much love. I'd love to keep this party going if you found me over on Instagram. I'm posting every day, making reels, all that good stuff. I'm newly over on TikTok as well as Facebook, and everything is at Talia Joy Manifestation. And the last thing I want to say is, down below, there's a link if you want to get into the email community. Every Monday, I am sending out a card and a channeled message. And it's so fun doing these. I channel, you know, what does my community need to know this week, and pull a card. I have so many decks, so it's always a random card and a channeled message. And it's just a little ditty to help you on your week, to give you some oomph, to give you some manifestation juice, some spiritual filling up of your cup. So that's below the link to get the Monday cards and the Monday reading. Thank you so much for spending this time with me, spending this time on yourself, upping your vibe, expanding who you are, moving into this beautiful magnetic manifester and beautiful soul that you truly are. So thank you again. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. And before we go, I want to ask you a question. Have you grabbed your copy yet of Manifest This Shit? Manifest This Shit is a law of attraction coloring and activity book available on Amazon, and I am so excited about it. It is packed with beautiful, inspiring coloring pages, manifestation practices, tools, places to make notes and lists and write down your intuitive hits. There's so many beautiful pages in there. It's the perfect addition to your daily practice. So whether you use it to pass time instead of being on your phone, or you use it as a creative ritual, this book has pages for everybody. I know you're gonna love it. So grab Manifest This Shit on Amazon. The link is below in the show notes.